Hello?
Yeah, Alex, hi.
Hi, good afternoon, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, and you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So I'm giving you a call. I got your text this morning, and you said that you haven't received anything from Kathy about the closing and location time. First of all, Lisa wanted to apologize. If I don't have that information that you were asking about the closing yet,
Okay.
so I'm really sorry, but I did call Cassie today. She was actually on an appointment when I called her, but I was able to talk to her very briefly. She said that she's waiting for the lender's approval for No Noemi, and that she will reach out to you today. Actually asked her to do that. But I just wanted to give you a call as well, just to apologize if you didn't get like any updates from us yet. I know she said she left you a voicemail on Monday. By chance, did you receive any message from her?
No, I don't have anything. That's why I was calling you all because Monday is a holiday. The closing is Tuesday. So I need this information by Friday so I know where to go.
Right. I understand, and I'm real sorry. I'm gonna be honest, I don't have that information right now. Since it's Cassie, she's the person who handles the property, but I'm gonna bug her. I'll go ahead. I'm actually just waiting an update from her about the closing, and she said that she's also waiting for the approval of lenders. She also tried to call Noemi as well. She said that Noemi
Well,
was traveling.
when I tried to cancel this, I was told, no, this is still on. This is gonna go, and it's been almost 45 days, and I've had people that come that wanted this property, and I was stuck in this contract with you all. So this needs to happen on Tuesday. It really does.
And I wanted to let you know that we're still moving
I
forward with
know
this.
people and all that, but this needs to close on Tuesday. It really does.
I understand that. And again,
I
I'd
mean,
like to
everything out
apologize.
the building. The building is going to be empty. We got the last of it coming out this week. I've had movers and everything to get this stuff out of there on time. So
Oh,
I've
great.
had to put a lot of money on moving to get this stuff out of this building to meet your requirement for this closing on Tuesday. So I'm expecting this to close on Tuesday.
Okay. I mean, I appreciate that you're also doing your part on your end, getting the things moved out from the property. I'll make sure to communicate this with Cassie, with the team. But I'd like to let you know that we're still moving forward at this point. I just wanted to just really give you an update that that's what I got from Cassie. But as soon as I have that information, more information about the closing, I'll definitely let you know. And just right now, I guess if you have like any other questions aside from the closing, I'd be happy to answer that. But no, I really wanted to apologize.
I don't have any other questions. I'm just trying to keep good communication right now. With you all because we are dead at the end of this finalizing it. So I just want to make sure that we have good communication on and of course, the holiday plays a part in it as well. So nothing is going to be open Monday because of Columbus Day. So everything has to be get to me by Friday because everything's closed Mondays, and I'm gonna be ready to meet Tuesday morning or Tuesday evening, whatever time they say to move. Finalizing the last of the movers will be here to complete their everything by Thursday. You're welcome to come to the property if she likes to do a final look or whatever they need to do. Well, they have a key to get in anyway, so it's okay.
I appreciate that. Just a quick question. Noemi, is she out of town or she's back?
She tried to call me, and she kept calling me about she wanted to buy the property, but this is the thing. She needs to deal with you all. I have no control over you. You all purchased the property, and if she does want it. But I told her to call you, and she kept trying to call me, so I stopped answering the phone because I'm busy moving. I purchased a restaurant. I'm trying to get my working with the planning and development. I'm trying to get everything going down there. I just don't have time to try to sell her a property, you know, and she really wants it. But what can I do? She only has $140,000 or $150,000. And then she was talking about, well, if they let me get it, I can give them the other, whatever the difference is, 30 days after. Listen, you have to talk to them. She said somebody, you all wanted 150 or 157 or whatever. Naomi, whatever they want to sell it to you, I have nothing to do with it, what they selling it for after they purchased it from me. And then you have to get. So she said she was trying to get in touch with you then. Last time I talked to her, she said she was trying to get in touch with y'all. That was about a couple of days ago.
Was that this week or?
Yeah, that was this week. She was telling me she was like, well, they're not answering the phone. I was like, you know, I don't know who you talk to. Alex is the only number that I've been communicating with. And she was wanting to put earnest money of $20,000 earnest money down on it. And I was like, you can't give the money to me. She was trying to give it to me. You can't give it to me.
Right. It needs to go to, like, the attorneys and all that.
Well, that's what she was trying to do. And I was like, listen, you can't give me the $20,000. You have to get the $20,000 to them. Then she kept calling me back saying she nobody was answering their phone. So I don't know.
Mm.
Is she answering or she's not answering?
Well, I spoke to Cassie. She said that she left a message to Noemi twice this week. So, I mean, you are doing the right thing of not really entertaining it. Because, you know, it's really our part to talk to Noemi directly. So, let me see. She is reaching. I think maybe it's just a matter of time. She's in Hong Kong
well,
right now.
She also has a restaurant at 5026. Is it Mechanicsville? Yeah, I think it's 2056 Mechanicsville. She owns a restaurant right there. Because she was trying to sell the restaurant, and I had to talk her out of selling it because the restaurant is labeled as. It says the value of it was $611,000. And she's trying to basically give it away. So I told her, what are you doing? I mean, she's really, something's wrong with Naomi. But, yeah. Because she's trying to sell it for way less than it is. I don't think she knows what she's doing. But I think that if I'm not wrong on the address of the restaurant, I think it's at 5026 Mechanicsville.
Okay. And that's the restaurant, right?
Yes, it's a restaurant, and it also has a barber shop on the other side, and it has an apartment complex on the other side of it. My secretary knows where it's at, so she's even eaten there before. Talking about it now, I was in my office. My secretary is actually, her and her husband actually ate at her restaurant. So she got good reviews on there, but I just think she just needs a friend. You know how you got some people that just Yeah, she just needs good advice. That's why I gave her your number, because she was making so many mistakes. Then she's trying to sell the building next door to 301. Because I told her, why are you buying all these buildings up that you're not even using? So she's just buying up properties, and this one, she came in this one and really liked 303. She really liked it, 303. She liked it that it was four offices in there. She liked the fact that it had that big yacht, and the garage was a plus for her. So that's why I gave her your number.
Right, right. And I did call her. Even my manager, B, actually spoke to her about the property, about buying it. And, you know, I'm just going to communicate with the team. Is she at Hong Kong right now, or is she back?
I don't know. She goes back and forth from where she's from to here. But she's not going to stay over there long because she has to run the restaurant.
Right.
So I don't know what she's like. I said, she kept calling me, and I just stopped answering the phone because she kept trying to give me, wanted to give me the $20,000. I can't take no money from you because I'm in contract. You got to go to them. And then she was like, you know, she wanted to give them you all the $140,000, and then she wanted to see if she could pay the difference within 30 days. It was too complicated for me. I don't do breakups on payments, but when you're a bigger company, maybe you can work a contract out like that, but I'm not the one that she needs to come to.
Gotcha. I mean, I appreciate that information. That really gives us a lot. I'm going to try and see if I could, like, reach out to her, but she is in Hong Kong. I just, like, Googled it. It's, like, 3 a.m. on their end. So, like, maybe that's also the reason why we cannot get in touch, or, you know, we're having, like, a hard time just to try and get her on the phone.
Well, I can try to reach her, but once I call her, she's going to be on me again.
Lisa, don't worry about it. I think it's really our job and responsibility.
But I said that she couldn't get the building, and she really wanted that building. So, she wanted to, what she said is she had the $140,000 cash, right?
Right.
And that she wanted to see if you all would take the 301 for less to pay the difference in what you were asking for the building. That's what kind of deal she was putting on the table. The building is at 301 off 3rd. She wanted to grab the remainder and sell that to you all, and grab the remaining money of the total cost of the for 303. Which I told her, well, Naomi, normally if a company does something like that, they're going to want more than $150,000. They're probably going to want $160,000 or $165,000 to do a deal like that, because they got to wait to sell 301 to get their money.
Right. I mean, I'm going to have to review if that's going to be possible. I mean, if that's what she wants, I'm going to have to check with my manager if it's possible
to give y'all. I mean, she was willing to give y'all 301 on a platter. You know, it's commercial as well. It just needs renovations. But I see the room in there for the extra money, you know, because you could lowball that out to anybody and still grab the money on the back end of it. I can see, you know, $30,000 profit on y'all's end for doing that deal. Like I told her, you can't do that deal with me. I don't want to own 301.
Like you're going to swap.
Yeah, well, if you can, I'll try, but I really don't want, because she'll burn your phone. She'll call me all day, and I just don't want to deal with it.
Okay. That's fine. I think you're doing the right thing. Again, Lisa, I think it's also our responsibility to really get in touch with her, So let me see what I could do on my end. If you know,
to get in touch with her because she's releasing properties. She's getting rid of properties, and y'all buy properties, right? She's got a couple of them.
Yep.
I don't know why she didn't tell you. I guess she's just trying to keep her business kind of private, but she's trying to get rid of some property.
Like the Mechanicsville and the one in 301.
301, she has a couple of properties, and from what she was telling me, she just wants to get rid of all of them. So, I mean, I would try to reach her because that's properties you can make a profit off of because she doesn't want that much for some of them.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I'll definitely communicate that we're acquisitions. You spoke to B before, right? B Holland. Okay. She's my manager, so I'll communicate our conversation with her. And then, like what I said, I'll give you an update as soon as I hear from Cassie because she's the realtor. She's the one who takes care of the papers and all that.
Call me because I'm getting 40 texts a day. I don't know who's texting me. So many texts, I might miss it.
Okay.
Yeah, but all my drivers have to text me when they finish and complete their route. So it's just phone numbers, and the only way you know what it is is if you go into listen, this has been going on so long, but, you know, they lower employees, and you got a job to do, you have to do it, you know. So everything is kind of crazy right now because I'm moving and I'm renovating at the same time. So that's kind of, and I got two babies to take care of, my two dogs, and they ain't having it. And they look like fat turkeys right now, but they is just not having it. Oh, yeah, they attention seekers. They American bullies. You know, they're the tiny nano ones with the big ears. So
you call that breed like Dachshund? Is it?
No, they're American bullies.
Bullies.
Yeah. So they require a lot. They're very affectionate dogs. So you know they ain't got no small kids, so they my kids, and they laying around like a legs like a chicken turkey. Don't make no sense. Yeah. And I love them to death, so I put a lot of time into them as well.
Of course.
I'm not gonna hold you up, but if you can't get in touch with her, then you can give me a call back. But she's been calling a lot about that until I stopped answering the phone. I guess she figured she's not gonna answer, but I had to do it like that because I'm busy right now, and she's hard to. You know how you can tell a person so many times that you can't do something a certain way, but they want it so bad that they trying to figure out any kind of way to do it. I said, go and call Alice and tell her, see if they'll work it out and let you put the $20,000 down in earnest money under the condition of if you don't buy it, you lose that money.
Right. Well, let me see if I could get a hold of her right after this. I'll try to see if I can just give her a call. And then if she answers, then that's great. If not, I'll give you an update maybe. Or actually, give me until tomorrow, Lisa.
Okay.
And then I'll be able to maybe get more information to you by tomorrow.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful day.
You too. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.